This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudil holding high-level meeting with Sri Lankan dignitaries today. Member of the House of Representatives and Nagarik Unmukti Party Whip Arun Kumar Chaudhary sent to custody. And Russian President Vladimir Putin compares Russia's invasion of Ukraine to the fight against Nazi Germany. Now, the news in detail. An awareness-raising folk song competition is ongoing at the premises of Radio Nepal Singhadarbar on the occasion of 32nd Foundation Day of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA. CIAA Commissioner Dr. Hari Paudyal inaugurated the folk song competition jointly organized by Radio Nepal and the Commission. Speaking at the ceremony, Dr. Paudyal said that folk songs are not only means of expressing our emotions, but also an effective way of raising awareness in various fields. Commissioner Dr. Paudyal expressed his belief that this awareness-raising folk song competition will be very useful in spreading public awareness against corruption. On the occasion, the chairman of the Radio Broadcasting Service Development Committee and secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Baikunta Arial, said that such competition showed that Radio Nepal is capable of conveying the accents of the state to the people through folk songs. In the inaugural program, the executive director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, expressed his happiness that Radio Nepal could help in reducing corruption by spreading public awareness against corruption through folk songs. 15 folk songs groups selected from all over the country are performing in the competition. Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are broadcasting the event live. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudyal, who is on a visit to Sri Lanka, is holding a high-level meeting today. Minister Paudyal, who is on a visit to participate in the 75th Independence Day of Sri Lanka, is scheduled to have a courtesy meeting with the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dinesh Gunawardene, this evening. Prior to the meeting with the Prime Minister, Foreign Minister Paudyal is scheduled to meet Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Ali Sabri. Foreign Minister Paudyal is scheduled to participate in the flag-raising and parade organized on the occasion of Sri Lanka's Independence Day tomorrow morning. After the program, Foreign Minister Paudyal will have a courtesy meeting with Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe in the afternoon. Member of the House of Representatives and Nagarik Unmukti Party Whip Arun Kumar Chaudhary has been sent to custody. Lawmaker Chaudhary, on a fugitive list, had been absconding for 9 years. He was arrested on Thursday afternoon from Banke and presented before the Kailali District Court at 10 a.m. today before sending him to Dhangari Jail with the completion of the required procedures. Chaudhary was elected a member of the House of Representatives from Kailali Constituency No. 4 during the November 20th elections. It may be noted that acting on a case filed against 3 people, including Chaudhary, in the Kailali District Court on August 18, 2010, on the charge of setting a tractor on fire on August 19, 2009. The court, on April 22, 2013, convicted him on the offence and sentenced the other 3 to jail for 6 months. The court has ordered them to compensate the victim of ₹818,423. A spokesperson at the office of the Attorney General, Sanjeev Raj Rekhmi, informed that first hearing on a petition lodged against cricketer Sandeep Lamichhani on a rape charge is taking place at Supreme Court today. The office of the Attorney General had lodged a petition at the Supreme Court demanding to revoke an order of Patan High Court which had ordered to release Lamichhani on bail. The office of the Attorney General has demanded that cricketer Lamichhani be kept in custody for further investigations into the case. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, IFRC General Secretary Jagan Chapagai, will be arriving in Nepal on Saturday on a 4-day visit to Nepal. This will be his second visit to Nepal after he assumed post of IFRC General Secretary. During the visit, he will take stock of the affairs of IFRC Nepal and the Nepal Red Cross Society. In addition to this, he will meet the top political leaders to discuss contemporary issues. Chapagai is scheduled to attend an ambulance handover ceremony in which the IFRC is handing 30 new and 15 upgraded ambulances to the Nepal Red Cross Society. He is also scheduled to attend a program to publish the IFRC Global Disaster Report. The IFRC, which is considered the largest humanitarian network, handed 10 double cabin pickup vehicles to Nepal Red Cross Society in 2022. Sapagai, with extensive experience in the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement, has been in the IFRC key post since February 1, 2020. The third Rhino Range Countries meeting has begun at Patihani in Chitwan district today. The three-day gathering, participated by high-ranking officials from five countries in South Asia, will focus on conservation of one horde rhinos. Information Officer at Department of National Park and Wildlife Conservation, Dr. Ganesh Panta, said the participating countries are Nepal, India, Bhutan, Indonesia and Malaysia. Similarly, joint secretaries of the respective ministries and director generals of the Department of Forest and National Parks, government employees who work in the fields in the field of rhinos, and experts on rhinos from other participating countries will participate in the meeting. Dr. Panta further informed that rhinos expert will present their working papers and exchange their experiences in the related field. The meeting is expected to have a discussion on a wide range of challenges in conserving one horned rhinos and future plans would be made accordingly. The first Rhino Range Countries meeting took place in Indonesia and the second in India. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has compared Russia's invasion of Ukraine to the fight against Nazi Germany in a speech to mark the 80th anniversary of the conclusion of the Battle of Stalingrad. Citing Germany's decision to send tanks to Ukraine, the Russian president said history was repeating itself. Germany is one of many countries helping Ukraine defend its territory. Russia launched its bloody full-scale invasion almost a year ago, prompting Western countries to send weapons and aid to the government in Kiev. Speaking in Volgograd, the modern name for Stalingrad, Mr. Putin hinted that he could seek to move beyond conventional weapons. Mr. Putin was in Volgograd to mark the anniversary of the end of the World War II's Battle of Stalingrad, which saw the Soviet army capture nearly 91,000 German troops in a major turning point of the war. U.S. officials have said a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon has been flying over the United States for a couple of days by the Pentagon has decided not to shoot it down for fear of harming people on the ground. An official told the U.S. took custody of the balloon when it entered U.S. airspace and had observed it with piloted U.S. military aircraft. The official added that the U.S. has very high confidence it is a Chinese high-altitude balloon, that it was flying over sensitive sites to collect information. The senior defense official said the U.S. has had mobilized fighter jets, including F-22s, to shoot down the balloon if ordered by the White House. A separate U.S. official said the spy craft had been tracked near the Aleutian Islands and Canada before entering the United States. Balloons are one of the oldest forms of surveillance technology. Compared to other air surveillance devices, they can be operated cheaply without personnel while remaining airborne for long periods of time. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is no significant weather system active in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 5.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 22.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudyal holding a high-level meeting with Sri Lankan dignitaries today. Member of the House of Representatives and Nagarik Unmukti Party Whip Arun Kumar Chaudhary sent to custody. And Russian President Vladimir Putin compares Russia's invasion of Ukraine to the fight against Nazi Germany. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day. And now we'll take you back to the awareness-raising folk song competition.